Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A career high, 3 touchdowns. And here is Jason Sanders. 47 yards. The kick is up. The kick is good.
He hit the kick.
Oh, no.
Jason Sanders has won the game for the Miami Dolphins.
No flags. It's over.
Unbelievable.
We're off the roller coaster. I can't take anymore.
Wow, what a game.
Miami has Dolphins, the greatest football team.
Great call, great kick, good win yesterday. Dolphins Monday, defended by your insurance attorney, Anthony Lopez. Call 305-800-LOSS. Also, top of the hour, time for your chance to win $1,000. The 560 WQM $1,000 touchdown contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word WORM 72881 and you're registered. That's WORM, W-O-R-M, to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of the next hour. WQAM's $1,000 touchdown contest brought to you by Gunther Mazda. Get to know the all-new premium Mazda lineup at Gunther Mazda today. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. WORM is the 9 a.m. code word.
All right. Well, we got 9 o'clock hour here to jump on it. We'll jump into some text messages as well. We got a lot of them have been coming in all day on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line at 560-22-56022. By the way, lost in everything watching college football all day Saturday. College field goal kicking is awful.
Hot take by Joe Rose.
I was like watching every game and it's
that's why really when you draft a guy like Jason Sanders.
Oh, no, that's why they draft the guys, because when they are really good, you
got to get
them.
Yep, that's it. You're right.
There's a lot of really bad kickers.
A lot. Around college. I mean,
it's kind of a fun part of the college game, though, isn't it? Like, those extra points aren't even automatic.
No, not anymore.
I don't trust the college kickers from anywhere. And if there's pressure on it late, they're scary.
It's very scary. You're right.
They're a scary, scary group. Yeah. Well, yesterday was a wild one. I put it right there at the top of just really entertaining, crazy games. It started actually 7-0 as the Dolphins actually shut out Chicago in the first half. And then the second half, it got crazy. That game got nuts. Chicago came out and scored a bunch of points real fast. And then the Dolphins heated up, and then we had ourselves just a crazy game. 1,000 yards of offense yesterday. The whole day. I mean, I was like everybody else, by the way. What'd you guys think, both of you, when you find out Ryan Tannehill's not playing, his shoulder's hurting? And my first reaction was like, shoulder, he practiced a couple days. But anyway, so Brock Osweiler is going to start against the Chicago Bears defense. You guys thought what?
I was worried about Ryan Tannehill in the offensive line versus that front seven with the Bears. And then Brock Osweiler doesn't do anything for me before that game yesterday outside of make me more nervous about what that game plan is going to look like and everything and what they're going to do with the playbook with Brock. Are they going to just keep it the same? Are they going to dumb it down a little bit so Brock's okay with it? And I was just shocked. Because it was kind of like breaking news. You knew Ryan might be a little bit, but really not going to – hurt enough not to play?
Yeah.
Like, that was shocking to me. I thought they were going to get killed yesterday.
I thought he'd throw for almost 400 yards and 3 touchdowns.
I want to come back there and punch him.
That's what I thought going into the game. I thought he was going to ball out.
So you got him on DraftKings and FanDuel, right, for like $30? Like, he was.
They paid me to take
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I mean that's it. It was just crazy to hear that yesterday morning because it wasn't like breaking news everywhere, but it was breaking news to all of us here. Like, really, he's that hurt where he's not going to play. He's not going to wear a sling. He's not going to do something. Like,
What happened? What happened in the last 72 hours that all of a sudden he's not playing now?
Well, Brock Osweiler went out and had his best game
That's unbelievable.
Of his career.
It really is.
With his starts in Denver and handful of starts with the Texans. Everybody knows about what happened, literally going from Denver to Houston, Cleveland, and that crazy deal for a second-round pick and the $18 million.
You mean when they put the press release out that we've acquired a second-round pick, and at the bottom he goes, and Brock Osweiler?
Yeah.
They didn't even care. It didn't even matter. He was a throwaway.
And then back to Denver, who said, okay, your year's up here.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to feel like, and now Brock Osweiler's made a lot of money. He got a big
Houston deal was four for 72.
Pretty good money. A lot of it guaranteed.
That's right.
But he had to be thinking, man, my career just hasn't gone well. Now I got a bad reputation with stuff that's come out, especially in Houston, with some things, whether they're true or not, just made him look bad. Comes here, and your whole fan base now, and every NFL fan base knows about Brock Osweiler, and so it's not a real popular name. Adam Gase goes, wait a second, I had him in Denver. I don't care what you guys think. I know he can play. And actually, I've had this talk with Adam Gase about, you know, he goes, no, I understand what his image is and what people are in the perception is about him and everything
else. Terrible. That's what it is.
So he goes, but I think he can play. The guy I had was pretty good. So brings him in and makes him the backup quarterback. And you're going, and then the next thing, well, I hope Ryan Tannehill stays healthy so we don't have to use Brock Osweiler.
Of course.
And yesterday, on short notice, Brock Osweiler's got to start against the Bears defense.
Welcome back this season.
Which is, I think, second in the National Football League overall. And he throws for 380 yards, three touchdowns. I will tell you, the troops rallied around him. The receivers played their butts off. The offensive line was good. Got some tight end, really good tight end play as well, especially from Nick O'Leary. Frank Gore runs for 100 yards. Like, you couldn't – all those things I would have said before the game, like you would have said, hey, Frank Gore's going to run for 100 against the Chicago Bears number one run defense. And you're like, get out of here, Joe. No shot. Frank Gore ran for 100 yards.
It's unbelievable what happened yesterday. You could have told – outside of Hollywood, there's no one in the world that would have thought that that could actually happen in the game where Brock Osweiler would do what he did. Frank Gore did what he did. Game-winning field goal by the rookie kicker. Like, everything just kind of hit yesterday.
Got to give Adam Gase and his offensive coaching staff some credit.
We do. Last 2 weeks, that they got ripped. Adam Gase needs to go. Ryan Tannehill needs to – they got to go. Look what happens against the Bears. And guess what? You're 4-2.
He put up really good game plan against Khalil Mack on offense. Two tackles, one solo, and that was it. That was it. Zero sacks in the game. The only pressure they got was through the blitz, and outside of that, not much. So just unbelievable. Defensively, they get a first-half shutout. Now, gave up a lot of points in the second half, but some of them weren't their fault. They got the short field on one, but they get three takeaways yesterday and a fourth down stop, which is kind of weird if I told you three takeaways, fourth down stop, which is like four takeaways
yes.
when you stop somebody and get the ball back. And you still give up 28 points, just to give you an idea.
Just
that was
get
kind
the
of a
W somehow.
But they got it.
Yep.
And they do fight down to the end, keep believing. And it was a veteran field goal kicker who got paid in the offseason that the Dolphins lost and wanted to keep. Because he got paid so much by Chicago that missed the field goal. And our rookie kicker, who we had on earlier, Jay Sanders, wins the game. There was just, like, you couldn't make all this
no,
stuff up.
Not in one game.
No way.
Not in one game all this to happen. Cody Parkey, the same guy who had a great season for the Dolphins last year, has
he
now
had too
come
good
in
a season.
Yeah, and now
he got paid a lot of money
of
to
course,
go to Chicago.
You couldn't afford him. But he's come into Hard Rock Stadium twice outside of being on this team in the last couple of years and missed game-winning kicks for other teams. The Browns.
Yeah, he missed a bunch.
The Bear, like, he is coming. He is literally Cody Parkey, favorite part of our team. Was great when he was here and when he's against us. It's perfect.
Just an unbelievable day. And just always reminds you when you think gloom and doom in the National Football
League. Oh, and there has been for a good 14 days down
and
here.
You see what happened yesterday, which makes no – I can't imagine. What did Vegas do when they found out Tannehill was out? Like, the spread.
Great question.
It went to almost a touchdown.
Yeah.
Chicago favored by a touchdown on the road.
It was 3.5 or something like that before the game,
I think
right?
It ballooned up to 6.
Yeah, and it got up. So once they found out, that's where... So losing Tannehill and putting in Brock Osweiler were 3 points at least the other way.
They should have talked to me.
Yeah, they would have known.
You saw it coming.
Dolphins, Dolphins might have been favored by 1.5.
I picked them to win all week. While you were gone, I was picking them to win. I knew.
I did call Hollywood more than once last week an idiot on the air.
Well, I told you the Canes need to focus up because they had a tough game. They lost. I said the Dolphins would win.
I hate to beat his chest. He had a good week last week.
He really did call this?
He did. He said,
I'm like the guy who cuts your hair. I'm good at picking games.
Well, I don't know about this week.
I don't know about this week either.
He's not calling at 7:58 on Friday morning, I'll tell you that.
I got to tell you, Big Louie, he didn't call me over the weekend. Usually when he's real good,
he will call you.
He was doing some barber chest beating, and I didn't get any of that stuff. I didn't get a pick in any of those games over the weekend.
By the way, we have a Twitter poll up brought to you by our friend, of course, who's also our sponsor for Dolphins Money, Anthony Lopez. Defended by your insurance attorney, Anthony Lopez. Call 305-800-LOSS. If Tannehill is healthy, would you start him against the Lions on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, well, 63% want Tannehill as a starter. 37 said Osweiler. A lot of votes this early in the morning. A lot.
Ride the hot hand, bro.
Okay. I mean, everybody's opinion. You asked if Ryan Tannehill gets that kind of time and can come back. He's going to start.
It's just crazy that Brock goes in there on like 2 hours' notice.
Hey,
this is
the
most
Bears.
Competition Ryan Tannehill's ever had in his career for the starting job.
Yeah, that's not true. Matt Moore. A lot of people want Matt Moore to
call for Matt Moore also.
I don't know about that.
Tanny was struggling.
Ryan Tannehill's rookie year, Matt Moore should have started the season.
Yeah.
He was coming Garrard off
got
a
hurt
really good year.
That's right.
It should have been Matt Moore.
Garrard was playing Marco Polo. He got hurt.
Marco Polo. Went to get the kids with his eyes shut.
Just walked right into a wall or something.
That was it.
That ended it for him. And then they just threw the rookie in.
You got to put that in your contract, by the way, for things you can't do in the offseason.
No
Marco
skydiving,
Polo with your kids.
No motorcycle riding and no Marco Polo.
Crazy.
This is a fun controversy, though. Ryan Tannehill or Brock Osweiler?
There's none there.
There's a controversy.
I think you're asking for it. I don't think it's really going to happen.
I heard it yesterday, and I go, "You kid, hey, yeah, all right, take care. Go have another beer, because there's no way."
Controversy.
By the way, somebody got to explain to me the offensive line yesterday compared to the last two games. Now, he still made some really good throws, but talk about the team realizing what was going on, and they rallied around him. They really did. They rallied around him. We need a running game, fellas. We got to have a running game. We need you to play your best. And that front five with two backups, hell, a center who's playing unbelievable. Everybody tells me Swanson's playing out of this world. He wasn't even on a team. Playing great.
By the way, Kenny Stills, Devontae Parker absent yesterday. Kenny had the one catch for, 35 yards?
Huge two-point conversion in the back of the end zone.
Devontae played. He got a target.
No, he did.
Q told me he started him on his fantasy team. I didn't realize he played.
Oh, my God. Q, you could be in my league next year.
His target got intercepted, and he did not run well yesterday.
No.
He's not healthy.
He's the missing link, man. He's just out. Like, I don't even talk about him anymore.
If he
surprises me 1 week, great.
I just think, he's over
you
there.
Can't count on him. You can't count on the guy.
I saw him run the takeoff before the half, and I could see he just
didn't have it. Nope.
Something was missing.
Thank goodness for Albert Wilson, Danny Amendola. Otherwise, we'd be ripping Parker today.
Tight end. Got some catches out of the tight end.
Well, Nick O'Leary, that's got to be a shocker to everyone, too. Gesicki's out there, too.
Listen, maybe the best throw that Osweiler made was Kenny Stills in the back of the end zone on two-point conversion to tie the game.
It's a great catch, that footwork in the back of the end zone.
But he dropped it right in there. His receivers all fell down on the front side of the route. They got knocked down, and he waits. Kenny comes across the field.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
I think there's some kind of like HIPAA law or something like that. They can't talk about. I don't know. I don't sit there and ask him all these questions. And I just know the guy couldn't go today. All right, go ask him. I'm tired of answering this question about this guy. I got it, but you know what? I'm over it. Me and him, we know that he's not right now. Okay? The details of it, we'll keep that to us. You guys don't need to know that.
Fired up Adam Gase after the game.
I just love that
sound.
He's
like, really? We're going to sit here and talk about Ryan Tannehill the whole time, my starting quarterback. Come on. And they're going, yeah, it's kind of a big deal. Like, how long are you going to have to go with Brock Osweiler? What's going on with Ryan Tannehill?
That's a legit question. I can understand that.
It is legit.
Because you want to know. But I mean, we all found out that morning, yesterday morning, that Brock was starting. What's going to happen now going forward? Is he hurt? Is he injured? Or is he hurt? Is he injured and going to miss weeks? Or is he hurt and just miss today and he'll be back for next week? I can understand that. But just Adam's response is just great to it. Like, I don't know. Go ask him.
Yeah. Well, you're not getting anything out of Ryan Tannehill.
Of course you're not.
Top secret over there.
Of course.
007. He's not saying anything.
Yep.
Yeah, so listen, it's going to continue, and the coach is going to get fired. He's going to get asked again today. Any update on Ryan, right?
Of course. First question.
And keep going.
It's probably going to be Armando also again.
I will tell you, like, the coach has got to understand. It is weird that he was, unless I'm mistaken, he was questionable and practiced 2 days in a row and then shut it down at the end of the week, which a lot of guys do to get healthy. After you get your game plan in, now you get healthy, take a few days off, rest your arm. Guys get dead arm too. And just take a few days off and don't throw. Been throwing a lot. A couple days not gonna hurt your golf game. So that was weird. So he got asked about it. It was a big story yesterday outside the way Osweiler played. That became a huge story.
Well, that became the biggest story of the day after finding out about Tannehill.
I still believe if he would have got cut by the Miami Dolphins, I don't know if people agree, that it was over, that he wasn't getting picked up by anybody else.
I was surprised when the Miami Dolphins picked him up.
Well,
I thought he was done with the league after that.
I wasn't. I wasn't because of his relationship when Adam Gase was offensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos. So they had a relationship. He likes going back to coaches and players that he's familiar
been
with.
Okay, that's fine.
And seeing them that are still young guys. Osweiler's not that old a guy. I mean, he's seems like he's right. Seems like he's been around. He's like 35 years old, right? But he's not. And he said, hey, man, Adam Gase believed in me. I love playing with this team. And I will tell you, the gang on offense, they rallied behind him yesterday. Unbelievable. The offense line did not give up a sack. That's probably the stat that got me. Osweiler doesn't exactly – now, he got outside the pocket, but he is not Ryan Tannehill running.
No.
But they ran for 31 times for 164 yards, more than 100, more than they give up per game, Chicago Bears defense. That's crazy.
I'm still shocked.
Like, you're going, wait a sec. This doesn't make sense, man. Like, there are people going, I do this for a living. Right? The spread jumped up to a touchdown favorite
for
the Bears when they got word in the morning. I thought, they might take the game off the
– Or I thought it would go up more than that.
No, I'm exaggerating. I mean, they're not going to lose money.
No. But I thought it would go up more than that, honestly. I know that it went up to what, like Hollywood said, like 6.5, maybe even 7 points or close to it. I thought it would go up to more than that.
And the other
Brock Osweiler making his first start against the Bears?
I have a lot of respect for Chicago Bears fans because they showed up. And I know a lot of them flew down because I could tell by the sunburn on those white faces. And they just
the Josie
burned.
Sunburn? Is that
yeah,
what it was?
The burn. Yeah. It's just for people that are really white. For the people out there that are really white.
Just very pale.
From Chicago.
Yes.
They came down. They were burned up. They were liquored up.
Those Chicago people, like I have family from over there, they come down here and they just lay in the sun all day long.
All day.
They look like
sunscreen.
A lobster.
Yeah, they don't wear sunscreen.
They never put on sunscreen out there.
They don't see the sun for months at a time over there.
Well, they got all they needed yesterday. We overdosed them with it. There must have been, I always hate to exaggerate because it holds, 66,000. I was going to say more than 20,000.
You think a third of that crowd?
Bear fans, yeah.
Right.
I'd say a
Sounds
third.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm off. The team would. No, I don't think it was half.
No, it's a lot.
But I will tell you, they took a lot of the visiting side seats. They took their Chicago Bears side. They got a good team. They're fired up. I think Trubisky's going to be a really good quarterback.
Me too. I really do.
Now, he got a little fired up, trying to make some throws in there. And
young guy,
lucky he didn't get picked off one more time. Rashad read it perfectly in the end zone.
Bounced like right out of his hands.
Couldn't hold on to it and ended up dropping out of his hands
at
the last
second.
That
was a rough one, too, by the way.
But a lot of great stuff going on. Yesterday was a cool day. By the way, great endings in the NFL yesterday. Did you catch the Tampa Bay last play of the game?
That's right, yes.
If that throw, they were throwing all those lateral passes.
Deshaun Jackson,
if that ball's a little higher up and he catches it in the chest because it was throwing pretty good speed on it.
If he catches it,
he's going to run in the end zone.
He's 8 yards out, 10 yards out. That's right. 8-10 yards out. Mike Evans does a little lateral to him with the left hand. And if it just was a little bit better, Deshaun Jackson gets it, goes right in the end zone. There's no one even there. He walks into the end zone to win that game.
Yeah. That was
tale
was
of
just,
no defense that game.
Just crazy.
Tampa Bay and Atlanta just no defenders.
Well, that game yesterday had 1,000 yards offense.
That's crazy.
How about that? When was the last time the Dolphins went over 500 yards of offense?
Brocktober.
It's
Brocktober.
What do you think? He start this week?
If Ryan's even the least bit banged up, yeah.
I'm not going to
be. That shoulder's not 100%. I'm sitting him.
I am not going to be surprised if he plays again this week.
But if Ryan's ready to go, Ryan's got to get in there.
Yes.
I mean, I understand the whole Brock having 380 yards, that's fine.
If he's ready, and let me see, they'll get today, tomorrow, back Wednesday for offensive practice, then maybe rest Thursday. I don't know.
But you can't rest him all week, though, and then start him.
Well, we still got to find out if Ryan can play in the NFL, if he's the guy.
It's a little shot.
I know.
Yeah,
I got that. I just looked at him.
I know. The dramatic pause is not great for radio.
I just looked at him like, here he goes again. He can't help himself.
If the mics weren't on, you might have choked him.
No, I just think you have to ride the hot hand for at least another game, don't you? And the guy had an incredible game. Like, I'm not meaning it as a shot at Tannehill, but he had a really good game.
Yes, he did. And I'm not taking anything away from Osweiler, 380 yards. But
it's just weird when you even say that. I almost don't believe it when you say it. If I didn't watch that game yesterday and you told me those are the stats, I'd say you're lying. There's no way Brock almost threw for 400 yards.
But the offensive line and the amount of time he had to throw, even looking down the field, they couldn't get a pass rush.
No. Khalil Mack and that Bears defense.
Well, they took Khalil Mack out. They doubled him up. Nick O'Leary was over there. He is, by the way, what a great pickup. Just for a guy off, they've had some guys that they've picked up that have been out of football, a center and a tight end now, that are basically starting that were out. They weren't on a team, mm-hmm. obviously. Now, I'm not talking practice squad, young guys that played really well. Just a lot of nice stories.
Everything worked out yesterday, really, for the Dolphins. It really did at a certain point. Run game, everything. It just worked out. Unless you were one of the backup cornerbacks, then you got picked on.
Well, I don't know about backup cornerbacks. How about starting cornerback?
Well, you're normally the backup cornerback.
Yeah. They had a dartboard out yesterday on McTyre and Tankersley. And whoever was playing got thrown at. Mm. Right? Had the big dartboard right on their back.
If you were Xavier Howard, you were safe. No one else was.
Yeah. X-Man used to break the huddle and go, good luck, they're coming after you again. And usually on a takeoff.
That's right.
How many takeoffs did they run against McTyre? He had a pass interference. I mean, it was like they finally just took him out.
We're living in Brock's world right now.
I can see Tankersley going, oh, great, now they're taking out. Now they're going to throw at me. They did. We got to go to break here. We'll get back here. Check in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line at 560-22-560-22.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, Dolphins Monday here on the show. It's defended by your insurance attorney, Anthony Lopez. Call 305-800-LOSS. We get some text messages right here as well. 560-22-560-22 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. As you can only imagine, a lot of Brock Osweiler text this morning, and Mark Rick text this morning. Let me get to as many as I can here. We've been settling for a mediocre quarterback or quarterback play for 7 years, so your standards are so low. Now that Brock looked like the answer, I'm not saying he's the long-term fix, but he runs the offense better than Tannehill does. You saw it yesterday. He reads the defense. He knows how to audible. Why limit ourselves just because we like Tannehill's personality? I don't think any of us ever said that. Do we really need the RPO plays yesterday?
I just want to say this. Like, this is not about personality. Ryan Tannehill's not a big personality guy. So let's just start with that.
That's it. Yeah, that's. Yeah.
And I don't really care. I just want good quarterback play. And the best guy to give you the best chance to win if he's healthy is Ryan Tannehill.
Right.
Now, Brock Osweiler does some things I wish Ryan would do. One of them is throw the football away if nobody's there. He got outside the pocket and threw the ball away a couple of times.
Yep.
Instead of taking a 7 or 8 yard loss. I love that. But I don't know. Just my opinion.
No, I know.
You can do more things and you throw it deep. I'd love to see Ryan get that kind of time that was there yesterday.
Did have a lot of time yesterday.
And see if can't hit some big plays.
Brock didn't have to run for his life.
I am not taking anything away from Brock Osweiler. And for those of you that want him, I get it. And by the way, I expected a lot more of this today.
Yeah. I'd love to see Brock start against Brady when they come down. It was a different kind of a game yesterday with Brock. Hashtag fins up.
I'll give you one better than that before you talk about Brady. How about Osweiler? He could be starting against the Texans.
His old team?
In less than 2 weeks.
That's right.
In less than 2 weeks, a week from this Thursday night football, against a team that really badmouthed him, gave him a lot of money, and dumped him.
Yeah.
Well, traded him.
Well, dumped him.
Trade dump.
Yeah, it was a trade. A second round pick. And Brock Osweiler. That was in the press release. Hey, Joe, went to Anthony's Pizza for the first time. Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza, the first time in Boca on Friday. Got the meatball ricotta pizza and the roasted wings. Old lady still chasing me around the house. Thanks, bro. I was in the doghouse before that. You're welcome.
You're welcome. That's a double.
That's very nice.
That is, I think, Zach, that's our go-to is the meatball ricotta
that's
cheese.
Right.
I do put a few extra meatballs on there.
Yeah,
get a
small
little bowl
order.
And put them on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the chicken wings order of 20, it's a great combo. And I know they got a lot of new items and stuff, but that's a go-to.
The pumpkin cannoli is pretty good.
That's good, too.
I had one.
You did? I didn't have it. It sounds real good.
It's really
I haven't
good.
Had it.
Yeah.
But if I do get in there before my 15 minutes, because your orders are so fast.
I know. That's right.
You got to grab a cold beer.
Yeah, one of their IPAs or one of those beers they have in there. They have a bunch of stuff.
Everybody's
in there.
Got their favorite.
Some
Anthony's
funky Buddha beers
pizza.
In there, too. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in there. All right. Serious question. What is Devontae's trade value right now? I would settle for a Big Mac and some Mike and Ike's, but I think the Big Mac is asking for too much. This is where we're at now with Devontae Parker.
He ran that takeoff, and he looked like he's injured.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you noticed after that, I don't know if he got back in the game.
He had one target, and that was it, and zero.
No,
anything
they threw
else.
The takeoff to him and tried to get him involved, and that was it. They went back to the other guys.
Well, there's Devontae Parker for you.
Used a lot of tight ends yesterday.
Yep.
Got their backs involved. Kenyon Drake actually had some nice catches and had a penalty. I'm dying to find out if you tackle somebody, if that's legal too. So the league will answer that back.
It's clear to the average fan that the offense was more fluid yesterday with Osweiler. Everybody stepped up and played better. I know it's only one game, but is it time for a change at quarterback, Joe?
I don't think it is, but they did rally around him and play great. Like, there is no denying that text right there that the guys rallied and said, if we're going to win this game, we got to help Brock out. He needs a running game. He needs pass protection. And those guys all played great. I can't wait to see how they all grade out, because that was good. And I will tell you quietly, they've done something in there that's made a big, big difference. Nick O'Leary is going to play a lot of football, motion in the backfield and blocking on pass rushers.
Too.
And he's got really good hands.
Yeah.
He's a very athletic guy.
Yeah.
For a guy that doesn't run real fast.
Right, that's it. Just catch the ball and block when you need to, and you'll play. Even if only for one glorious Sunday, guys, Osweiler was our franchise quarterback. What a win. I love you, Miami, from Rafa in Miami.
It was fun, man.
It did feel good.
Listen, if you left yesterday, I'll tell you what made me feel good. Those Bears fans were really pissed off yesterday when they left. Some of them were liquored up in the bathroom. they were just MFing, and then they're taking little jabs at Dolphin fans, and like they were mad at the kicker, and they were talking about how much they make, and dude, we should have put that away, and the fumble. I mean, they were going crazy.
How about this one? Matt Moore was always good when brought in at the last moment. He wasn't ever good as a starter where we planned to be the starter for him all week. It's interesting text.
Yeah.
Always good on the fly, but when you prepped with him all week long, wasn't great.
He did come in some games. I think one game, Ryan got hurt like right off the bat. He ended up beating the Jets up there.
Yep.
Yeah.
A couple years back when they made the playoffs. Hey, guys, don't forget, after this coming Sunday, we have a short turnaround to the Thursday night game. I wouldn't be surprised if Osweiler starts the next two games.
I think that kind of brought that up also. I think that could happen. First of all, if his shoulder, it's not like the shoulder's going to start feeling better overnight.
No. It's going to hurt.
Shoulders.
It's going to take a while.
So,
Finn's had 250 yak yards yesterday. Let's not hype up Brock's game too much here.
I think we made it pretty clear. Well, you don't have to make it clear. You saw for yourself. Hmm. Those short pass
Albert
patterns.
Wilson.
Albert Wilson turned a 75-yard
pass
into made some guys miss, and yeah, they were long plays, but they all count.
That's right. It doesn't matter. I don't care if it's a 5-yard pass. He goes for 80.
He completed all his. They were all short stuff.
That's all it.
The passes were short. Looked like the Brady game.
Yep. When was the last time Tannehill threw for 380? We'd have to look that up if it ever happened. I know. This is Tannehill hating going on.
That's all right. It's fine. Yep. That's what today's about, man.
Yep. I know.
I said, I hope the worst thing that can happen is tomorrow that everybody's asking for Brock Osweiler. That means we won the game.
That's right.
So I'm just looking at the big picture.
You're right. You're correct. Everyone's calling for Brock because you won. If they would have lost yesterday,
nobody's
going to
call for him. It would have just
God,
been, it's
when
terrible.
Is Ryan coming back?
This whole group's terrible.
That's right. The Tannehill experiment is over, guys. We have to move forward at this point. There we go. There's another one in there. When Ryan comes back, he'll get two drives until the Boo Birds come out bad. It's coming out.
He needs to get off to a fast start when he comes back.
You're right. That's true. It's true. You know the fans are going to act. That's it. Brock can't throw a deep ball, though.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what he just said right there. Let the shoulder heal. We need Tannehill back. Another one comes in. Who is more sunburned at Hard Rock, Gruden or the Chicago Bear fans? Was Gruden that sunburned at his game years? When was that?
I saw some really white people that looked like they're at the beach all day. And like
just
you
sat
said,
out all day.
They never put suntan lotion.
No, Hollywood's correct. The people come down here from the north, and they literally just stand out. They just lay outside all day.
The lobster, you can see, like, at the end of the day, you're looking at them. Some of them had their glasses on, so around the glasses when you take them
That's
off.
That's the Joe Zagacki sunburn. That's what that is.
Gruden looked like he fell asleep at the pool, though.
Right? His neck. Remember his neck? His neck was bright red.
It was worse, man.
His whole chest, though, because for whatever reason, he didn't button his shirt.
Of course not.
His chest was bright. Red. Yeah.
Someone texted an I do Uber and Ocean Drive was filled with Bears fans.
No, I got to tell you, Chicago spent a lot of money over the weekend coming down for this game.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Helps the economy.
No, it's great for the economy. Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure the Dolphins thank you too for filling that stadium. That was a weird one, though. That's really weird.
Yeah, that's it. Missed Mark Rick show. What did he say? Listen on WQAM.com. It'll be posted after the show. Stadium looked awful on TV yesterday. Our fan base is really a disaster.
Yes, it was. It was not pretty from that standpoint. Who do you think starts a quarterback for UM? Oof. We'll have that tomorrow for you.
Yeah, that's a good tease. I don't know how to answer that question right now.
Something tells me Malik's going to start.
Really? Goodness gracious.
It's just.
I know.
And he didn't say anything.
No.
I'm just.
No. He
what
didn't
do you
give
think?
Us anything.
Am I crazy?
No. You wouldn't be crazy if Malik started.
I just don't know what they're doing with Nkosi. Like, is he the future of the team or is he not?
I don't know.
I don't know what they're doing with him.
I think this.
I mean, let a comeback a week ago.
No, at home.
Down more than they were down Saturday.
Florida State, though. That's a bigger game than Virginia.
Just telling you at home.
Well, Florida State and Virginia don't recruit the same players, right, Joe?
Tell them.
Florida
Joe.
State.
Tell them, Joe.
Is that your line?
That's it.
Miami Hurricanes do not recruit the same players as
Virginia.
Virginia
players, yeah.
Right. Is that driving you nuts?
That's a great
line.
I used it in my post-game show, actually.
Did you? You stole it and used it?
Yeah, I stole
it. Good for you.
They still win games. Don't get me wrong. Like
beat Miami.
Syracuse beat Florida State. They don't recruit the same players.
Yeah. You're right.
You want to go through the list? Virginia Tech lost to some.
Old Dominion.
They don't recruit the same players.
Are you sure?
Who
else? Might recruit better players.
Who else? Let's go through some other list.
I know. The Old Dominion quarterback was really good.
okay, but across the board, they're not. There might be a couple guys that stay home that are.
We can go through all the bad games.
Give me one more. Give me one more to say goodbye.
All right, here we go. Adam Gase sounds like a moron, acting like it's insane by the reporters to be asking about Ryan.
I thought it was a great sound today.
Last minute, Ryan's inactive, and why doesn't he want to answer questions about it? What a bleep hole. That's really petty.
Yeah.
That's the text about Gase this morning. No, Gase is a jerk, plain and simple.
It was legit. He just didn't want to keep talking about it. He answered it a few times, and then by the end, I think Armando had him going pretty good. Like, look, man, I'm done with this. I don't want to talk about it. I know, but I don't want to share it with you. He had to kind of come clean. Like, I know what the injury is, but I don't want to talk about it with you. It's between us. How's that? You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm done. It's Dolphins Monday. Defended by your insurance attorney, Anthony Lopez. Call 305-800-LOSS. And guess who's coming up next?
Well, I'll tell you what, Anthony Lopez, if you got any kind of damage at your home, that's the guy to go through the whole process with, man, and get your money for that damage. We're out of here.
Who's up next, Joe?
The Big O Show.
Oh, no.
Next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.